Armed American Radio listeners, today's Armed American Radio's recorded version of the national radio broadcast, the Armed American Radio podcast, is being brought to you today and every day by North American Arms. Make sure to visit NorthAmericanArms.com for the finest mini revolvers on planet Earth. NorthAmericanArms.com. Enjoy the show.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, because they don't want me to, that's why I do it.
Presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance.
From the Sig Sauer Studios. On the Patriot Mobile Platinum Microphone. Here is your host, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting the enemies of freedom, Mark Walters.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen. It is a Monday. The week began. Actually, the week started yesterday, but welcome to the 6 Hour Studios. Mark Walters filling your prescription for freedom today and every day. This Daily Defense Hour on the Patriot Mobile Communication Center microphone, all of it being brought to you by the great X Insurance. Greg in Dallas, Texas, how you doing? Welcome in. Here we go, brother.
Here we are.
Here we are. Seems like we just did this because we did just
Boy,
do this.
Did we?
And all of a sudden it pops up, doesn't it?
It's always so fast on a Monday.
Yeah, and the time change, you know, didn't really help anything to that effect, but whatever. It is what it is. So if you're watching, well, Greg, tell people where to watch, and then I'll tell you what they're going to see if they're not or if they want to flip over because I shaved. The beard is gone.
Oh, well. Short-lived.
Yeah, well, I know that disappoints you, but...
I, to be honest,
was
I didn't have
something to do today.
I didn't have high hopes on you keeping that thing very long, so you know it is what it is. You know,
it's such a manly man thing. But yeah. I saw gray in there, and I'm like, yeah, I got to get rid of this, man.
Oh boy, you ought to see mine.
And it was coming in good. But regardless, would you please tell kind folks, kind sir, where to watch the show? As long as they're not driving, thank you.
Sure. If you want to watch the show, just head on over to armedamericanradio.org or .com. On the right hand side of that website, you're going to see the menu icon. Just give it a click, and when that window opens up, select that Watch Live option. If you're driving, hit that Listen Live link, and if you've missed any previous episode and you need to get caught up, head over to the podcast link. And as of today, we are 200 members strong in the chat. If you want to be the 201st member, just head on over to your app store, grab the Telegram messaging app, create your profile, and search for Armed American Radio Conversations.
Very nice. Thank you for the update there. I was unaware of that. So Andy Hoosier is going to be calling in at some point, but he had some work that had to be taken care of. He had a client walk in and needed some voice work done, so he's taking care of that. I think he'll probably likely just pop in on you, Greg.
Yeah, I got him over here in queue, so if I hear him, I'll pot him up.
Yeah, he'll pop in.
I'll welcome him to the show.
you can welcome him in. You can interrupt me. No big deal. It's not like we don't have anything to talk about. I will mention this. Yesterday's program was just flat-out epic.
It was a good show.
A phenomenal show yesterday. All 3 hours, Stephen Gutowski was amazing, Gottlieb always amazing, followed by an amazing hour with Cam Edwards, and then, of course, a classic roundtable, Justin Moon, CEO of Carr Arms, did not disappoint. He never does. So go get it if you missed it, and you're listening, you're tuned in now, and you missed yesterday's broadcast. It was a great program. You will really enjoy it. Really had fun with it. So go get it. It's up at armedamericanradio.com. Greg, do you have any idea what's going on in New York City right now?
Maybe not.
As far as crime in the subways. Have you heard this story at all?
I know the National Guard is down there, and they are disarmed of long rifles. I think they can only have pistols.
Did you and I talk about this today or last night? We did not.
No.
Greg is up on this stuff, ladies and gentlemen. I want to go there because I want you to think about this. I want you to – it's radio is theater of the mind. Imagine where you live. Imagine how you get around. Do you live in a big city and take public transportation? Or, like most Americans, do you not live in a big city and do you drive your own vehicles? Really kind of neither here nor there, right? But if you do live in New York City, if you do live in a particular, we'll focus here on New York City because we can. It's what the story is about. But coming to a city near you, ladies and gentlemen, your Fourth Amendment, right out the door. And the New York Post yesterday, Hochul bans long guns for National Guard troops deployed to New York City subway bag checkpoints. You know why the National Guard is being deployed to the subways in New York, Greg?
Because of chaos, because of the high crime rate and the low prosecution rate.
But they, Biden tells us that the crime rate is dropping. Murphy tells us the crime. They're gaslighting you all day long. It's so bad in New York.
How bad
that
is
Hochul,
it?
How bad is it? It's so bad in New York that Hochul is bringing in U.S. military, Army, National Guard. How bad is that?
Okay? That's pretty bad.
Try to keep a straight face with that. It's impossible to do. So think about this. Well, we're not sure any problems with crime. I'm sending the National Guard to the subways. But we're going to ban them from having their long guns. Wait till you hear some of the statements from these bumbleheads that are okay with this. Now, let's talk Fourth Amendment. What is the National Guard doing there? Searching bags at random. In what is a complete violation of your Fourth Amendment rights.
Mm-hmm.
Can you say no? You can. And you know what Hochul said? You can say no. We're not forcing you. You're just not going to ride the subway. You're out of here. Go. So here's my suggestion to you. If you live in New York, take a cab, ride a bike, get a car, ride with somebody else. Why you put up with this stuff? Brooklyn teacher Jasmine Diggs. Listen to some quotes from people who live there. Brooklyn teacher Jasmine Diggs, 26, also said the move by Hochul made her feel safer, but didn't think the firearms were needed. So you got a bunch of people dressed in camo with no firearms makes you feel safer? Listen to what she said and followed it up with. The stupidity here, ladies and gentlemen, is off the chain. What if someone grabs it from them and starts shooting? National Guard's downstairs? There's more than one? I'm going to grab one of their guns and shoot them all up.
That sounds like a good idea.
Daniela Pavon, 28, added. Now, keep in mind the ages here, 26 and 28. What are those, Gen Zers, whatever they call them now?
That's the end of millennial. I think that's Gen Zs.
Okay, whatever. It's 26 and 28. Skulls full of mush, as Rush Limbaugh used to say. She said, Daniela said, I don't think that kind of weapon should be used in such a crowded space. I do like having them, the National Guard here. I feel more protected if anything happens.
Stockholm Syndrome. Because this is essentially soft martial law.
Good heavens. Now, this coming from the governor. No one heading to their job or to visit family or go to a doctor appointment should worry that a person sitting next to them possesses a deadly weapon. They shouldn't worry about whether someone's going to brandish a knife or gun. That's what we're going to do with these checkpoints. So this is the Democrat. Now, first of all, lady, it's your policies. It's the Democrat machine that's been running New York for decades. Oh, and by the way, Bloomberg, I'm going to throw my hat in here with Bloomberg. Bloomberg was a Republican originally when he was in New York. And now they didn't have these problems when Giuliani and Bloomberg were in office, did they?
Hey, Mark, I think Andy's finally joined us.
Has Andy Hoosier jumped in? Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason, are you there?
What's up, Mark?
Oh, I love that. Thanks for jumping in here.
Hey.
So, did you know the National Guard is being deployed to the subways in New York City, Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason?
Well, I mean, all those
crime's
wonderful
not bad.
Gun laws. Yeah, crime's not bad. All those wonderful gun laws have been able to stop all the crime and guns down there. So, why the heck not? They want to be down there so that way they can enjoy the scenery.
All those law-abiding people carrying guns in the subway are such a threat.
That's right.
It's such a threat that, well, because of law-abiding citizens carrying guns, we're going to bring the National Guard in. Let's take a listen to some of the numbers. Subway crime rose nearly 20% in the first 2 months of 2024 as compared to this time last year. The period saw substantial increases in grand larcenies, 22% increase, felony assault, 17%, and robberies, 12%, according to newly released NYPD stats. The combined stats, ladies and gentlemen, point to an overall crime increase of about 18.3% with 317 reported incidents compared to 268 over the same period last year. Well, Andy, Democrats are telling us the crime is dropping in record numbers. But I'm going to send the National Guard in because crime is so bad. But I'm going to stand in front of a microphone at midnight and tell people the sun is shining and crime is dropping. Meanwhile, they're all going to see National Guard troops on subway platforms. Of course, they're disarmed of their long guns because she doesn't want to frighten people. Like criminals. And Andy, we had a real bright light bulb by the name of Daniela Pavon said, I don't think that kind of weapon should be used in such a crowded space. I do like having the National Guard here. I feel more protected if anything happens. And right before that, I quoted another real light bulb here. This was from Brooklyn teacher Jasmine Diggs, 26. She said, I think the National Guard makes me feel safer, but I don't think the firearms are needed. And she continued with, well, what if someone grabs it from them and starts shooting? Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason. We're going to try to get some reason from you, my friend, on this and a few other topics. We've got you for the hour. We're talking with Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason, on a Monday here at the ranch. We are sitting in the 6 hour studios. X Insurance presents every minute of every show, every single day, including the Monster Cast on Sundays. And we're coming to you on the Patriot Mobile, on the Patriot Mobile Communications Center, platinum and powerful microphone. Andy Hoosier from the great KQAM, Wichita's Big Talker, joins me for the next three segments. Welcome in, Andy. Great to have you here. Get our Monday started. Buckle in. It's going to fly by. We'll be back after the break. Following segment of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense is being brought to you by Patriot Mobile. Visit patriotmobile.com/AAR and use the AAR promo code to get free activation today. Welcome back to the show. Yes, welcome back to the show indeed. Mark Walters filling your prescription for freedom here in the 6 hour studios on the Patriot Mobile mic. We thank them for everything they do. Remember, visit patriotmobile.com/AAR. Use the AAR promo code, get free activation. And make sure to check out X Insurance and all of our great partners at armedamericanradio.com. Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason, KQAM Radio, Wichita's big talker, Wichita's favorite son. How are you, my brother?
Living the dream every day, man.
Living the dream every day. Be careful on that microphone. It's bad for your knees. So I've been told. So let's go back to New York. Let's talk about this. Let's rap about this for a little bit. Now, let's talk about Fourth Amendment issues, Andy, because they're there to search people. With no probable cause. There's a police training book out, and forgive me for not remembering the name of it. I have a copy of it. I've read it. It's fascinating. But it teaches cops how to, quote unquote, and I do quote from the book, get around civilians' formidable Fourth Amendment protections. For example, how? We have a lot of problems with drugs up and down this highway. Do you mind if I search your vehicle? Right? That's a way they get around it. They ask flat out. And you can say no. And then you can drive off and leave the cop in the dust. Most people don't know that. The Fourth Amendment protects you. Now, Andy, if you're on a subway in New York and you see, well, I guess they'll have pistols, but not seeing seeing a National Guard troop without his or her long gun is kind of, that's not too scary. Andy, if you see that they walk up to you out of the blue as you're rushing to get somewhere, it's, excuse me, sir. Can I look in your backpack, please? How do you handle that?
I mean, most people should just be like, yeah, no, that's not going to happen. No, that's okay. Unless there's probable cause for it. I can tell you an example of that. I mean, they searched my vehicle one time. I was in college and was heading up to a buddy's house for a football game, college football game. Ruh-roh. I got pulled over. I was just getting into city limits, going a little bit over. Didn't slow down quite fast enough. So he pulled me over, and he saw the butt of a cigar end sitting in my center console. And for a college kid, I don't know how many college kids actually smoke cigars. Oh, yeah, exactly. And he goes, what is that? And I said, it's a cigar. He goes, well, can I search your vehicle? And I said, yeah, sure, whatever. Because I was like, I mean, there's nothing in there. And I told him, I said, there's a humidor underneath my passenger seat with more cigars in it, but that's about it. But because there was some type of probable cause, he saw that. He thought it might be a blunt or marijuana or something that he wanted to search the car, find whatever. They did their thing, and I went on my way. But if he would just have come up, and I didn't have that in my center console, and he said, hey, can I search your car? I would have been like, for what? Why? Like, why would you need to? Just because the back seat's torn out from a bear that attacked my car before I moved out here, why in the world would you want to search my car?
Hold on. Is that a true story?
That is a true story. Yeah.
Okay, hold we're going there next. We're going there next. Andy, finish your thoughts, but we have to go there. I got to hear this one. Greg, too.
If there's no probable cause for it, there's no reason for them to search it other than they just want to do it for the sake of doing it. And we have to learn to say no and just be strong on that.
All true. Let's talk about the bear quickly. Great commentary. Thanks for the voice of reason. Can we go to the bear? Tell me what?
Oh, yeah. Okay. So my senior year of high school, I'm living in
Colorado.
Are there
bears in Wichita? Room in Wichita? They're
not in Wichita. No. Bailey, Colorado, 10,000 feet up in the mountains. And I was working at that time for the Kansas Department of Transportation. This is when I was going to the broadcasting school. Getting into radio right out of the gate. And yes, I was, I had put a bag of trash in the trunk of my car to take to work with me to dump it in the dumpster for the next morning. Well, when I woke up the next morning, being that we live in the mountains, in the woods, I woke up and went to my car, a bear. Now this is a 1996 2-door Pontiac Grand Am. Beautiful car. I miss that car.
Yeah. They're classics. Bear, they're still, you see.
No, they're great. Car. But a bear had shattered my driver's side window, climbed into my front seat, ripped out my back seat to get to the trash that was in the trunk of my car. So when I woke up, there were bear droppings all over my front console and my center console. My car reeked terribly. My driver's side window was completely shattered, and there was trash everywhere. My back seat was completely tore out because he had gotten to the trunk from through my back seat. So yeah, that was, I could no longer use the back seat of my car any longer.
Wow. Chaos really struck, didn't it?
Would I love to see surveillance video of that.
Me too.
I mean, the bear bashing in the window. I mean, this is a great story. Forget guns.
We've seen a thing or two.
That's fantastic.
That was,
well,
that
I hate
was up
that
in
that
the
did that to your car. But
I woke up multiple
imagine?
Times in the night, and I lived on the base floor of the house. And obviously being on a mountain, our yard was slanted because we were on the side of the mountain. I woke up multiple times with the bear getting into the trash can that was right outside my window. And I mean, we were literally 3 feet away from it, just with a wall in between us there. But I mean, this massive black bear just getting into our trash all the time. So I should have thought this through, putting the trash in the back of my car. But yeah, it completely wrecked my car. And I was so mad.
Now, Greg.
Yeah.
Okay. So the bear smashes the window. Does it do it with its giant paws and claws?
He's bearing arms, so he
face into it, right?
Yeah.
Does the bear get? Was there any blood in the vehicle? Did the bear get cut?
Not that I saw. Not that I saw.
So he just went in and took a bunch of bear craps all over the front seat.
Yeah, it did. Well, yeah, and there was hair. So I mean, it must have got snagged on something because there was bear hair everywhere. But yeah,
bear hair
everywhere.
Bear hair.
This is a Dr. Seuss book here.
Oh, this is great. I've never heard that. You've told me lots of fun stuff. We talk about UFOs. We've never talked about bears breaking into your car and leaving bear hair and bear scat everywhere. Well, it is. That is a Dr.
That
Seuss.
That was right before I moved to Kansas when that happened. And yeah, so that was bad because then I didn't have a driver's side window. So when I moved to Kansas, I had to put my car on the back of a U-Haul and towed it, and I had the plastic covering my driver's side window going cross country because it was just gone. I had to wait until I could actually purchase a window again.
Bear hair everywhere. Bear hair here. Bear hair there. It's a Dr. Seuss book, Andy. Oh, that's classic.
There you go. Colorado. Gotta love it.
And no need to be alarmed because the bear is bearing arms.
Wouldn't it be easier for the bear just to go after a squirrel than fight its way into a vehicle? I mean, you must have had some pretty good rank garbage in there.
I guess, man. I didn't even think about it. I'm like, I'll take it to work tomorrow morning. It'll be great.
Well, who thinks about it?
So I don't forget it. Yeah, I just threw it in. And
I'm going to throw the garbage in the back. But I better be careful of the bears.
Halfway down the driveway the next morning, and it was all... There was trash everywhere, and I thought, what the heck? Where did this come from? And then sure enough, I looked at my car, and glass everywhere, and my car wrecked, and what a mess.
Bear hair here, bear there, bear hair there, bear hair everywhere. Good heavens. All right, that's a great place to take a break. What a classic story. That's fantastic. Thanks for sharing that. I appreciate it. when we come back. I don't know where we're going next after that. I have no idea.
How
do you top that? I don't know. Is there any gun control, Google gun control out there that can top that? That's pretty cool stuff. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. You never know what you're going to get. Andy's car in Colorado is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. Dr. Seuss, bears there, bears here, bears there, everywhere. Bear hair here, bear crap there, in my car, everywhere. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
So, moving on.
Daniel Defense firearms are guaranteed for life, trusted worldwide, and designed, engineered, and manufactured right here in America. Daniel Defense, freedom, passion, precision.
Welcome back to what has turned out to be a crazy show here in the 6 Hour Studios at AAR Ranch, Patriot Mobile. Mike, X Insurance probably had no idea. And X Insurance is an insurance company, Andy, and I'm sure they would cover you. You know, you might want to call them and say, I need bear break-in car insurance. So my question to you is, did insurance cover that? I mean, that's just crazy.
No. But I didn't even try it. I mean, it was an old beater car, so I just had the basic liability on it.
They probably wouldn't have believed you.
They probably wouldn't have, although I would have tried it. I should have tried to say, hey, I need some insurance claim on this to get at least a new back seat or a new window or something.
There is no level of coverage for radio producer cars.
Yeah, I'm sure there's an exclusion for bear attacks, and they would have blamed you. That's like the Allstate Mayhem commercials in real life. So I'm sitting here during the break. I'm thinking, okay, I looked at what I have. I got nothing.
Yeah, we're
that.
Done here.
Greg,
so.
Cue the music. Andy, do you have anything else? I mean, that's it. That's fantastic.
Yeah, I think that's the wildest one there. I think that's the one.
Let me try it. I can't top it, but, you know, my little dog, Hui, her name is Riley. She's a little Shih Tzu. She's adorable. She's 5 years old. She'll be six May 3rd. She shares the same birthday that Alan Gottlieb shares, by the way, and we're both Tauruses because my birthday is May 5th. So we got Hui and Alan on the 3rd and me on the 5th. See how it works? So we call her Hui because she looks like a little hoot owl when her hair grows out. Greg is sighing already.
Yeah.
And we have a beautiful brown tail hawk, or red tail hawk, I guess, that lives here and just patrols this region here. And it's gorgeous. It'll sit out on my back deck from time to time in the summertime. I'll see it with a snake in its talons, you know, picking at it. During the wintertime, I see it go after birds and drag them onto my front porch into the flower bed and bushes and rip them to shreds. I didn't know hawks ate other birds. I guess I did some research, and I guess they do in the wintertime when it's hard to find reptiles. So I was reading about that. And I told my wife, you know, you got to be really careful with our little dog because she's tiny out there. Well, just 2 days ago, that hawk came swooping down screeching while my wife was out walking the dog yesterday, or 2 days ago, on Saturday. And she came in just petrified. And so we had the Hui hawk issue. But I like the bear story better.
Yeah.
Because there was actual true carnage and mayhem and damage done.
It's
car. Not that I'm laughing
about. Lots
that,
of mental imagery.
Yeah, man, oh man, that's fun stuff. Okay,
I'll have to look for it. I think I have, or at least I did. I had pictures of it that I'll have to send you if I can find them.
Put them in the chat, because there's already bear memes in there. Somebody put a meme up
with
a big black bear chasing a biker down a snow-covered road in the mountains of Colorado, it looks like, you know. So you've elicited some great response in the chat. You know, ladies and gentlemen, get on the Telegram there and get in the chat. It's always fun. But yeah, Andy, I'm not sure going to back to Hockle will top that, but we're going to try. So, okay, here we go. All right, moving on.
So, moving on.
So, Andy, we were to be for your bear guard deck. We were talking about a hawk. I don't know how to go. I don't know what to do. I don't know where to go. We were talking about the New York Times piece and Kathy Hochul, and then it just doesn't hold candle to it.
We're done here.
We're done.
I guess the only thing that would have been better is if a UFO hovered over it while it happened.
Oh, gosh, I should have played this.
All right, National Guard, let's move on from that. I mean, there's
okay,
nothing
by the way, can we just, you went there, so we have to bring it up now. We have to.
There's a
Did
report
you hear
out.
The news
yes,
story?
Yes, yes.
Well, okay, but here's the thing. The news has now said that there is no evidence of all of the different UFO sightings that the government has that there is no evidence of actually having ETs running these things, which is a complete lie. But that's what they ran. I heard that on a news headline a couple days ago.
It was 2 days ago. I saw the same story, and I was looking forward to talking with you about that, but I was interrupted by a really cool true bear story. when the government puts reports like that out, you know they're covering up.
Yes.
I mean, this is the same government that released footage from fighter pilots and, you know, like that silver robot flying over Mosul, Iraq or something that nobody knew what it was. I mean, crazy stuff like that. So, yeah, it's just it's more government gaslighting.
It is. It's the same government that just had a hearing with some individuals that were part of these programs that said that they have biologics. They have a living biological thing that was driving these that were non-human.
Under oath.
Under oath. And yet they're saying that there's no evidence of any of these sightings having to do with ETs. I call it shenanigans and malarkey. And we know that they're lying, which tells me that we're about to get some more information coming out soon because they've already tried to set the stage that it's not true. Hashtag fake news, artificial intelligence, whatever, making crap up. So get ready because I think something else is coming soon.
These are the same people telling you that Biden doesn't need a cognitive test. And we all know. Now, I wonder, how are they going to continue that when we all find out officially? Because, you know, sadly, it's a terrible disease. It's clear senility here. And I've experienced it in my family. It's god awful. I don't wish it on anybody. But are they going to cover that up? Is Joe Biden just going to pass away one day and they're just going to cover up what caused it? Because they're so neck deep in the lie now that he's fine and we can all see that he's not. You know, there's that aspect of the story, too. Ladies and gentlemen, these people that are telling us this nonsense and Hochul and everybody else, these are the same people telling you that crime is going down at the very same time they're putting the National Guard in the subways in New York. These are the same people telling you you don't need your guns and that you're the problem. This is the same media that gave us the Dettelbach debacle on CBS Face the Nation. And yeah, Andy, I saw that story, too. And I have to admit that none of it tops the bear story.
No,
Greg is in agreement with me.
Absolutely. And we're done here. You know, these are the same people that told us that the vaccine was safe and effective and that you can't spread the COVID disease without if you've got vaccinated. So, you know, do we believe anything the government says after the
absolutely
pandemic?
Not. No, absolutely not. The cynicism now out there, none of us believe anything. Mm-mm. Absolutely nothing. You don't think the timing of that. I saw that story about the UFOs. I don't mean to talk about UFOs right now, but I didn't mean to talk about bears chewing up cars either, but here we are. Somehow on a Monday, it happened because Andy Hoosier's here, and it's wonderful. That's what I love about you, brother. But yeah, the lies coming from this government, the lies coming from the media. We, as gun owners, have seen this for many, many, many years. We know the gaslighting and how it works. And the fact that they put that information out tells me something else is afoot. There's no doubt. Let's do pivot to the Los Angeles Times. There's a story that's probably just about as wild as the bear story, frankly. Border crisis factor. No one talks about American guns. Los Angeles. Did I say New York? It's Los Angeles Times. It's an opinion piece from 2 days ago on Saturday. And Andy, the Los Angeles Times blames the border crisis on gun dealers in Texas and Arizona. Can you try to make a correlation there without going to this and looking at this? Because I know in today's times you can just Google that right now while you're on the air with me. How did they make that correlation? Let me just read part of it. When Biden and President Trump visited Texas at the end of February, each spoke about migration and border security. Biden called for restricting asylum. Trump engaged in fear-mongering, blaming migrants for crime. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know, maybe Lake and Riley and others that they don't want to mention. But neither mentioned one of the main reasons the border has drawn so many migrants and asylum seekers, the flow of guns from the U.S. into Mexico. Can you help me make the correlation there? Because when I saw that, I'm like, all right, don't read anymore, Mark. Think about where do you think they're going to go here. What do you think the L.A. Times, how do you even get to that point? That's like saying one of the main reasons the border has drawn so many migrants and asylum seekers is because Andy Hoosier's voice or car was attacked by a bear. Yeah. What's the correlation? Yeah.
The only correlation I can think of is that they're trying to say how loosey-goosey the gun laws are so that way illegal immigrants can come in, not have to verify themselves or get a background check and be able to get a purchase a firearm. Therefore, that's leading to all this crime. So while they're trying to deflect from the immigration issue, which Joe Biden's now retracting from after multiple times saying that they're illegals, they're not supposed to be here, and then asked again, hey, do you really mean to say that? No, they're undocumented workers. Now they're trying to shift it to the 2A issue of, well, look at how easy it is for anybody to get a firearm, even an illegal alien that you supposedly think shouldn't be here. That's the only way I can see them trying to link these two together.
You would be wrong, but that's a great guess. Because it gets better than that. Now, we're getting ready to take a break. When we come back, we'll go there. Now that I think the bear story is worn off, we're going to go there to this Los Angeles Times piece because their rationale here is really quite astonishing. I mean, again, it's just it's more evidence of their creativity. They just never stop. They just find anything. We've got to write about gun control today. Why? Because we did yesterday. We can't let today go without it. Let's make something up. We'll talk about it when we come back. One more segment with Andy.
This segment of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense is being brought to you by Daniel Defense. Visit DanielDefense.com. Now, back to the show.
DanielDefense.com is a phenomenal company, incredible products. Visit DanielDefense.com today. Get on their email list. I keep telling you to do that. I'm telling you, Biden tells you, I'm asking you to do it. Please, would you join Daniel Defense mail list? You will not regret it. You will thank me for it. The emails are very cool. The products that you see are amazing. So check out all of our partners, please. You can find them all at armedamericanradio.com. Greg, ask me how many Defender coffees I had to start my day today.
Mark, how many Defender coffees did you have to start your day?
Two, and I just finished one while we were in that bear story.
Segment,
which was radio gold, by the way. Andy, thanks for that. Welcome back, guys. Andy, let's go back to Los Angeles Times. Okay, here they want to blame guns, right? Let's come up with a creative way and blame guns for the influx of illegal alien invasion. How and why? The way they're linking this is because it's the manufacturers of American firearms through thousands of dealers in Texas and Arizona, predominantly, that are feeding guns to the Mexican cartels, which is causing all of the violence, causing the illegal aliens to surge to the border so they can be safe, all because of American guns. Andy, that's the tack that they took in this Los Angeles Times piece just 2 days ago. Will it ever stop, Mr. Hoosier? Will it ever stop?
That's a sign of desperation there. I always say on the radio, like, you might want to cover up your desperation showing just a little bit. That's a stretch. For sure, that the American gun manufacturer is just supplying the cartel with guns. That's interesting.
And then they go further. You know, Mexico, there are only two gun shops in the entire country of Mexico that you can legally buy a gun if you are able to legally get a gun. And it's generally a 38 if you're lucky. Colombia is the same way. For many years, the only civilians could carry the Llama 38 for years. How do I know that? I know a family that lives in Colombia. And, most of the family does. Father's back here in the United States now, but he owns property in a little town called Popayan and has a couple shops in and around Medellin. But, you know, Mexico's got two shops where you can buy guns. And for that reason, civilians aren't armed, and it's American manufacturers that are causing the proliferation of Mexican cartel military weapons, which we all know they have, that come from all over the world, and they blame us. And then you have the Mexican government suing American manufacturers. Andy, you're aware of that, right? So yeah. You have the Mexican government suing American manufacturers because the Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act does not apply. Obviously, it's American law to Mexico. So the gun grabbers in the U.S. are coaching them on how to sue the manufacturers here because they can't. And we'll just say it's for that reason that it had nothing to do with Biden saying the borders are open and they were, you know, thousands were wearing Joe Biden campaign shirts prior to the election. Remember? It didn't say I'm scared of guns. It said Biden shirt. The shirt said Biden. They were welcomed by this lunatic senile in chief. And now it's American guns. And the LA Times is championing without actually saying, tell us you want Mexico to put American gun manufacturers out of business without saying it. Andy, how much more creative will they get? Because this is a stretch, just keep finding the rubber band, don't they?
Yeah, it's a big stretch, but look, they try to attack at every angle. And even though not very many people are going to buy that one, everybody that reads that, for the most part, if you have any type of IQ level, is going to look at it and say, I don't know about that one. I mean, we have illegal guns coming across the border nonstop. In fact, there's a documentary, I believe, still on Netflix somewhere, talking about the human trafficking, the gun trafficking, the drug trafficking, fentanyl, everything that's coming across the border. So it's not, I don't know how they're saying that we're manufacturing it, we're sending it to the cartel down there, and then they're coming up here with it. It doesn't make any sense when they're getting military grade weapons coming across the border illegally, and then we hear them talk about trying to get rid of our firearms that we have because, well, we can't have military grade or military style weapons or weapons of war, whatever they try to categorize it for the day. It doesn't make any sense. So they're really just pandering to the crowd on the left that just likes the talking points to just have something that they agree with and nod their head and say, wow, look how bad that Donald Trump and the Republicans are. But outside of that, I don't know that anybody would actually buy that argument.
No, it's a rubber band stretch for sure. It goes a little bit deeper, and it also blames the flow of fentanyl across the border on American gun manufacturers. Why? Because they're fueling the cartels, and the cartels are selling their stuff across the border because of American guns. When in reality, the situation is this. There is a market for it in the United States because there are a lot of idiots that take that stuff. And as long as people continue to take it, there will continue to be a market for it, period. It's just basic economics. It just happens to be an illegal product, Andy. It's all supply and demand. So, and then you really have places like Oregon that legalize it that are now backtracking right now because they realize how stupid their policies are. And I've never heard in the U.S., I've never even heard the gun grabbers in the U.S. argue that it was the flow. Or I didn't hear Joe Biden. I mean, if Joe Biden thought that, he certainly would have said it at the State of the Union. Because of American guns being made here and sold here illegally and cartels moving them across the border, we blame American gun manufacturers for the wave of immigration. If Biden and the Democrats actually thought that, you'd think you'd heard that from now. Am I missing something? Have we heard that argument the LA Times is making before? I don't think so. Not to this degree.
I haven't heard that one yet. Although, I mean, I guess it's just up in the air. Joe Biden is a, Second Amendment constitutional lawyer who taught it for 20 years, though, right?
Yeah. He still does.
He still does. Yeah. He taught Second Amendment constitutional law for 12 or 20 years or whatever he said during the State of the Union. So, yeah, I mean, you would think that if he was such an expert on the issue that he would have mentioned something like that, how that's the big issue right now isn't just illegal immigration, but it's them using American guns with the cartels, arming the cartel to start a war on our southern border, because that just makes a whole lot of sense.
Yeah, take a listen to this from the LA Times. When fentanyl is smuggled across the border, usually through ports of entry and often by U.S. citizens, it wreaks havoc in our communities. But the drugs would not be coming north in such large numbers if not for our guns flowing south.
Well.
Yeah. Now, we've heard the correlation of guns. What, Dettelbach mentioned it in his goofy Face the Nation deal that he did in that charade. But he failed to mention that the only time there were officially guns moving across that, criminals do criminal things. Criminal. That's what criminals do. Are there guns getting into Mexico from criminals? Of course. Criminals are creative. That's what criminals do. But Dettelbach never mentioned the ATF's role in moving thousands of weapons that also played a role in the death of Border Patrol agent Brian Terry, for example. Let's forget that and gloss over that one, right? Let's just bounce that one off a lake top like a skinned stone. Let's not even talk about it. Yeah, Andy, they never stop, brother. Tell people where they can go and listen to you, brother, and thank you for being here. Fun conversation with you today, Barry.
Yeah, always a pleasure, man. Always a lot of fun. Yeah, you can find me, HoosierReason.com, and the social media handle at HoosierReason. And, we'll be coming up here in the next hour and having some fun as well, talking about everything that happened over the weekend. So always a lot of big news. Always a lot of fun. We'll do it again soon, Mark.
Yeah, we definitely will. And there's, Andy's going to have a lot to talk about, I can promise you, because, the Democrats never stop. They just keep getting more and more creative. So enjoy Andy's program. Andy, thanks for being here. We love you like a brother. We appreciate you and everything that you do. And KQAM Radio, thanks for lending us Andy from time to time. We always have a great time with him. We've got a great host up there. He is Wichita's favorite son. for a reason. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense continues in the next hour.
Just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance. X Insurance on the Armed American Radio Network.